From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We kick off the show with a few quick stories about Black life and culture today. Let's start with the gas pump. Gas prices inched closer to an all-time record this week. You'll probably pay north of $3 a gallon this summer if you aren't already. But the Reverend Jesse Jackson is taking on big oil for a very different reason. He wants them to diversify their workforce. According to Reuters, Jackson wants members of his Rainbow Push Coalition to buy stock in some of the world's biggest energy companies. Then they'll go to board meetings and shake things up from the inside out. And in New York, the Reverend Al Sharpton is on the move. He's leading a march tomorrow, which happens to be the birthday of soul legend James Brown. Sharpton is calling it a march for decency in music. According to EURweb.com, he wants to send a message to record companies. He says it's time to, quote, demand standards that will not offend us or dehumanize us based on race, gender, or any other category. It's not clear, however, if James Brown's hit Hot Pants would meet that standard. And now to Washington. Two stories. First, believe it or not, the House passed a bill yesterday unanimously. Resolution 272 commemorates the 200th anniversary of the end of the transatlantic slave trade. It's purely a symbolic move, not an apology for American slavery. Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California pushed it through. Here she is on the House floor.
One of my most distinct memories was standing on several occasions at the doors of No Return in Ghana and in Senegal. Every slave castle has such a door. At this door, my ancestors stood on the shores of their homeland for the last time in their lives.
That's Congresswoman Barbara Lee.